And the other thing that my sister and I did an awful lot of was sewing and crafts. So my grandmother was a seamstress. My mother knew how to sew. I mean, we just grew up learning and making our own clothes, making doll clothes, making things to play with.
Did you ever make clothes for other people or do other work? Was it a source of income?
We didn't. My grandmother did in Nelson, but we were often, there's a lot of pictures of my mom, my sister, and me always having, the same clothing, and then we had doll clothes made out of the scraps. So, my sister, being 2 years older than me, started the actual sewing and using machine sooner than I did, so I got to do all the jobs like hand stitching the buttonholes and the hems and whatnot, but I mean, it was okay. Eventually,
Good
I was
practice.
allowed to use the sewing machine.
There's an electric sewing machine.
It was an old Singer. My grandmother had a treadle machine and then a really good Elna sewing machine. And when we were teenagers, my mom bought a good Bernina sewing machine for us to use. We did not, I mean, we were never wealthy. We were always very practical. We made an awful lot of our own clothes, like even up until my kids were young. When I had children and was working full time, I stopped making my own clothes. But that was something that we've just carried through forever. I like to sew.
And you went to school in Burnaby. And where did you go for
Went
that? What
to
was that like?
Spurling, but I got to start early. I got to go to Cliff Avenue United Church Kindergarten. My parents paid for me to go to kindergarten. And again, my sister was 2 years older than me. She didn't go to kindergarten. She started grade one, and there would be open houses and, meet, come and visit the school or whatnot. And I just so wanted to go to school. And I just begged. And so they found kindergarten. And it's interesting because, that time my sister would have been going, she would have been in grade two. No, she would have still been in grade one. And I went to kindergarten. And we used to walk down the Broadway dirt road all the way along from Phillips to Duthie to Cliff Avenue up to Adair Street by ourselves. And at Adair, my sister would then walk from Adair to Spurling, and I would walk up to Cliff Avenue
Well,
to go to
and you're
kindergarten
5 years
by myself,
old,
5 years old.
And was kindergarten everything you thought it would be?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. It's interesting because I ended up having a career in education and became a teacher for 25 years and administrator for 10. And I still, bless my mom, she saved lots of things. So I have my counting book that I made in kindergarten, and I think, oh my gosh, like what I could do was fantastic. It's like grade two kids don't do that.
Right. Well, so when you think about what you experienced as a youngster going to, say, elementary school, and with the eyes of an educator now, do you think that things were done similarly then? Like your experience of how teachers taught and the atmosphere in schools?
Well, I mean, there was corporal punishment, so that was a big difference. One of the things that our parents always said is if you get into trouble at school, you're going to get twice as bad when you get home. So, I mean, there was a bit of fear in there, but it never really occurred to me to misbehave because I just loved it. I think the curriculum was much simpler. We didn't have, all these the IRPs that exist now and, 10,000 learning outcomes that you have to have by the end of grade two and in five different topic areas. You spent your early years learning to read, learning to write, learning to do your arithmetic and to get the concepts. The other things came in, you know, to that, but that was the focus. Mm-hmm. And I think now we have a lot of focus on content, and then we worry about the fact that kids mm-hmm. aren't actually reading and writing.
Do you remember how large your classes were?
They were huge. They were huge. There were, you know, 35, 40 kids, mind you know, and kids were failed. If you had a slow learner, they didn't progress. So there was a certain core group within that, you know, who moved up. And everybody spoke English.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said earlier, our mom was one of the few mothers who worked. You know, if there were 300, 400 kids at Sperling, ours was one of the few working mothers, and she had to do that because my dad got sick. But there were stay-at-home moms. I mean, nobody stayed at school for lunch. My sister and I did because we had to, because mom wasn't at home, and we couldn't logistically walk back home, eat lunch, and get home again. We were on the outskirts. Although I did have to do that, and I'm jumping around a little bit, but we had a really bad snow, I think around grade 6, 7. So I was about 12, and Eileen and I would walk to school. That was to Sperling. And we wore pants to school because it was so cold, and the snow was, you know, really deep. And Broadway, again, was like, there were no plows. Nothing got plowed or opened up, and you had to make your way there. So we wore pants, and I forgot to pack my skirt. So I had nothing to change into, and I was sent home.
Wow.
I had to walk home, back again, get my skirt, walk back. By the time I got to school, it was like 10:30, and then I had a detention every day for the 5 days to make up the time that I had missed. So, I mean, things were pretty different, you know, in those days.
Did you like your teachers, though? Did you think they were,
you know,
helpful, pleasant?
Yes, yes. My grade 7 teacher, Gordon Lund, I just thought the sun rose and set on him. And he passed away shortly after I moved into high school, which I was very sad about. He was just wonderful, just really genuine and fun and kind and, you know, funny. My grade 1 teacher, Mrs. Bolt, my mom tells a story. I remember saying some of this, but I mean, it's really my mom's story that I'm repeating. She said that I came home and said, you know, I had the most beautiful teacher. And I actually told this story at my retirement dinner last June. Mrs. Bolt was just wonderful. She was so gentle and so beautiful, soft-spoken, kind, everything you could possibly want in a grade 1 teacher. And just I just adored her. My mom thought that she would be meeting a princess. And Mrs. Bolt was about, I would say maybe 5'2" and probably that big around as well. She was probably in her 50s, and she had, you know, one of those kind of bumpy lumps on your face with hair in it. I asked my mom if my mom couldn't be my mom anymore, if Mrs. Bolt could be my mom. Like, I just adored her. Like, she was absolutely everything, you know, that you could possibly want. And they had a great impact on me.
So even though there might have been 35, 40 students, you felt
absolutely connected with the teacher. And adored, and appreciated, and which was very nice, you know.